The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. Read by Edward Herman. Howard Rourke laughed. He stood naked at the edge of a cliff. The lake lay far below him. A frozen explosion of granite burst in flight to the sky over motionless water. The water seemed immovable, the stone flowing. His body leaned back against the sky. It was a body of long, straight lines and angles. He felt the wind in his hair, which was the exact color of orange rind. He laughed at the thing which had happened to him that morning, and at the things which now lay ahead. He knew the days ahead would be difficult. There were questions to be faced and a plan of action to be prepared. He knew also that everything was clear to him already, because the plan had been set long ago, and because he wanted to laugh. He tried to consider it, but he was looking at the granite. His eyes stopped in awareness of the earth around him. His face was like a law of nature, a thing one could not question, alter, or implore. It had high cheekbones over gaunt, hollow cheeks, gray eyes, cold and steady, a contemptuous mouth, shut tight, the mouth of an executioner or a saint. He looked at the granite, to be cut, he thought, and made into walls. He looked.